Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gossip and Learn Junkie Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners and to guide you to glory? I want to take this moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for the time of this to lead the world into 2 billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, and now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. What a wonderful introduction. I greet all of you. This is Bernard Johnson, and grateful just to come and give God thanks. We endeavor on this line a simple purpose, that is to thank God 1,000 times. We don't try to come asking for a whole lot, just basically we do make a request known to him, and then we go to thanking God 1,000 times, just like it's already done. So many miracles have happened on this line through that process or through that way of doing things. Just thank him like it's already done. And miracle after miracle after miracle has happened on this line. And I just want you to know that we appreciate you being here. I know that there are many leaders on this line. I approach you as humbly as I know how. I don't think I'm anybody. I don't think. And I'm doing anything. I'm just trying to serve the Lord. That's all I'm trying to do. I have but one goal now. That's my major thing in life. And that is to make the name of Jesus hot. Yeah. You may not like the way I put it, but the Lord knows what I mean. To make his name number one. Amen. You know, Jesus used to be hot. And don't think I'm being sacrilegious. But think back. When Jesus was on this earth, his name was so hot. You can say Jesus is coming to town, and 5,000 people would show up in a field. Yeah, he had to feed two fish and five loaves of bread. Or he fed them with two fish and five loaves. And they just let people know that he was coming to town, and Jesus... There were crowds everywhere. Pack a house out, pack a arena out, pack the field out, just everywhere he went. The name of Jesus was so hot. But in this day and time, people have promoted that name so much until they have become the ones hot. Yeah. And then people have responded because their names are hot. Yeah, you see so-and-so is coming to town, and you got a big crowd. Because their names have been promoted. They're using Jesus, but they're promoting themselves and justifying it through certain means. But my goal now is just to make the name Jesus hot again, where people will come because of Jesus. What you have, he gave you. Who you are, he made you. What you know, he taught you. And where you come from, he brought you. Jesus is the reason that you're alive today. I just plan to make his name as hot as we've ever seen it before. I think that's a pretty good goal to have. In fact, I think that's a marvelous goal to have, that you want to make his name just hot. Oh, the people are talking about Jesus everywhere. People are coming to see Jesus. See, when you come to see Jesus... you get miracles. You can't come to see Bernard Johnson and I give you the miracle. Now, there are miracles that happen to me, but he's the one who gives you the miracle. You can't come with cancer and expect Bernard Johnson to heal you. But you can come with cancer and come to see Jesus and get healed. See, that's what they did in the Bible. They didn't come to see anybody in that crowd except Jesus. And because they came to see Jesus, yeah, they got blind men healed. They got lame men walking. They got dumb folks talking. Every person who had a problem, they were healed. Why? Because they came to see Jesus. Yeah. And if we can ever get it so that his name is hot, and we come and see Jesus, who's going to be there rather than somebody else's name, who we're coming to see. See, they can't do nothing for you, but God can through Jesus. I tell you, He moved on His through His Son here on earth, who went to the cross and died for all of us. So let's get Jesus' name hot. All right, here's our pattern on this line for you to make your request known unto the Lord, and then we'll come back and pray, and then we're going to start thanking God 1,000 times. And as people do it all around the world, yeah, we're sending up over 2 billion praises a night, over 90 million listeners. Now, somebody said, well, where are they? Well, we can only have a few lines we can open to the people who are praising. But there are radio stations, there are Twitter, there's Facebook, all kinds of social media where there are millions who have joined us and who are listening to us now. And don't worry, they are there. All in Africa, India, Brazil. I'm going to ask Ambassador Lady Dr. Julie Hagen if she would give us a station identification. Then I'll be right back. And then get your request known. Get your request ready, and we'll make it known to the Lord. Go ahead, Ambassador Hagen. Are you there?
Praise and magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you. Yes, Chief International Ambassador, we are here. We give God the praise, and we are broadcasting live from the studios of Dr. Bernard Johnson Network right here on the Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached by calling into the live studio. The number is 646-595-2035, and we are being heard literally all over the world in countries such as China, Russia, Spain, Pakistan, Vietnam, Japan. Oh, my Lord, you name it, literally all over the world. More than 90 million listeners, can you imagine? And to God be the glory, we can be accessed simply by calling in 646-595-2035. And we thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. May God forever bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you do.
Thank you, Ambassador Hagen. Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, you've been a blessing to this line. And I'm asking people all this line, who in your church, who in your house, who in your city, who in your neighborhood, who in your state will take the name of Jesus and thank him 1,000 times a day? We got people doing it all across the country. They're thanking him 1,000 times a night, not only 1,000 times, but some 2,000, some 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. One lady, I was at a convention, she tapped me on the back and said, 9,000? In other words, she thanked God 9,000 times that day. I'm telling you, it will get you an ultra-awesome miracle. Let me tell you a couple of things that just happened to me recently. I may have shared it with some of you all. But I had one of my sons in the gospel, you might say, one of my inspired sons. He has followed Bernard Johnson basically all his life. His mother used to bring him to my concerts, told him that that's the one I want you to be like. I don't mean that boastful. I'm just giving testimony. And that's what happened. And he was brought to my concerts, and God inspired him through me. He started playing the saxophone just like me. And he would try to blow exactly like me. And other saxophonists and other people just start calling him, you ain't nothing but a Bernard Johnson clone. That's all you are. Yeah. Try to get your own instead of trying to copy Bernard Johnson. All I can tell you is that he's so adamant about copying Bernard Johnson until he copied me all the way up to my degree. I got a doctorate, the first to get the doctorate from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary School of Music, and the only black. He copied me that much where he went to KU, and last Saturday he did his dissertation and honored me. He did his dissertation on Dr. Bernard Johnson. And I got on stage after he did a concert. He talked about me about an hour, then he did a concert. And he said, this is who my dissertation's on. And when I took the stage, I told him, listen, they made fun of you, Brandon McCree. They called you a Bernard Johnson clone because you were following me so closely. But one thing I can say is you followed me to a doctor's degree, and now you're getting a doctor's degree from one of the largest universities in the world, KU. And I want to tell you, he is, oh my God, just a few days, he'll be Dr. Brandon McCree. And what an honor I can say it is, because I led him to Jesus Christ, and then I led him to get a doctorate degree in music. God bless you. That's well. How did that come about? Well, I think God put it on his heart to honor me, because I thank God 1,000 times a day. Yeah. Then the other day they called me from Canada, a film crew. Actually, I found out later that they're a movie crew. They have all kind of accolades in doing documentaries like movies. And they came to do a documentary on me. And all glory be to God, all this, all glory be to God. But I got to tell you what happened. They spent about 24 hours in my home and my church and getting interviews and just filming me for 24 hours. And other people gave testimonies about my work and things like that. How did that come about? Well, they got a documentary that's going to be released all over Europe, all in Canada, and then it's coming to America. I predict that God's going to use it to really do great works in Europe and Canada. How did all that happen? I just simply thank God 1,000 times a day. Didn't know it was going to happen. I just gave him praise rather than giving him a give me, give me, give me. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. No. I just praised my way to a miracle. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm telling you, it works. And I'm telling you from experience, it works. That God will give you ultra awesome miracles if you just praise him and keep on praising him. Don't get angry about this, angry about that. Just keep on praising God and thanking him for what he's done. I won't give you many things to thank him for tonight. I'm going to name them. But I want you to make one request known unto him. Go ahead and make your request known right now. Try to give you a little music while you're making your request known. But whatever it is that you need God to do, just want to show you a miracle. Whatever it is that you need God to do, make your request right now and see what God do. I'm going to give you about 20 seconds. God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, these precious people in here who have made their request known unto you, I'm asking you to touch them and bless them and help them. Oh, God, let them have a bountiful blessing this night. Moved by your power divine. Blessed by your power divine. Oh, God, I pray that you just give them their heart's desires in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you see all what they need. Somebody on this line, I saw it just a moment ago, needs $50,000. Yeah, they need $50,000. Haven't talked to anybody but the Lord. God, you never fail me. I'm going to ask you something special. Would you look on my 1,000-day fast that I did? And you don't owe me nothing, Lord, but I'm asking you, if you would use just the blessings that you give to me many times through my 1,000-day fast, would you let it go for that person tonight? Oh, God, let some of them go for that person who needs that $50,000. Give them a miracle in 2015 like they never seen. Oh, God, make a way out of no way. I'm asking you, God, because I wouldn't ask man for it. Man don't want to see your people blessed. But I know you do. You want to see your people blessed. Grant this miracle unto that person. And in fact, I'm praying for every person who needs something. Bountifully bless them financially. I'm specifically praying for that person who needs $50,000. Give them a miracle like they've never seen. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I thank you for it. And thank you for these financial blessings. Shake the chunk tree up in heaven. And let best chunks of financial money blessings come to the people. Oh, God, you said I can ask you anything. You would do it. I'm asking this in the name of Jesus, that the Father may be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Have you not asked it? And shall I not do it? Thus saith the Lord. I shall do it in Jesus' name. All right, God bless all of you. Let's go to thanking God in advance, like it's already done, to see what happens. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your line is open. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Put it out there tonight. Grab it. Grab it. Night is done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank
Lord,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let his phone with his sleep. The devil is a liar. You can have daughter. You can't have that son. You're a liar. The blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anoint your front door. The blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 Thank you,
Mother Lundy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, every time it's arrived against the condemned.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm back on another night. The Lord bless you and keep you. Huh? You don't know. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you for positioning yourself for a miracle. Want to invite all of you to come to the convention, the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. That will be June the 11th through the 14th, right outside of Little Rock. You fly into Little Rock, where we'll be about 10 miles from there in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Amen. Little Rock, Arkansas. Amen. I'll be giving you a number you can call if you want to make reservations. I don't know if Ambassador Gina Ambassador Hodges is on the line tonight, but we'll get her to come on another night and give you all the instructions. We're at the Wingate Hotel in North Little Rock. Amen. You can get that number from information. $70, and that includes a breakfast, and
it
that includes a tax. Amen. I went out?
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right, can y'all hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. We'll be there on June 11th through the 14th in Little Rock. Well, actually, Jacksonville, Arkansas, right outside of Little Rock. You're flying to Little Rock. And our hotel is in North Little Rock called the Wingate. W-I-N-G-A-T-E. G-A-T-E, Wingate Hotel, telling you want to be a part of the First Fruits block. And they'll take your reservation. You won't be charged until you get ready to check in there on the 11th of June. May the Lord bless you and keep you. We look to see you there at the convention, June the 11th through the 14th. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is going to be there. I said, yes. Jesus is going to be there. And Jesus will be healing. And Jesus will be saving. And Jesus will be delivering. Jesus will be, doing things that you never, doing so many things. He's going to launch people into worldwide ministry at this convention. If you've ever had any inklings of the Lord using you more, come to this convention. And Lord, I want to say to you, whatever you're doing during this season, please don't do it without me, I pray. Thank you for everything you've ever done. And we bless your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, don't forget June the 11th through the 14th. June the 11th through the 14th. We'll be there in Jacksonville, Arkansas, with Bishop James Bowden, at the Evangelistic Ministries.
Yes.
Evangelistic Ministries. He's hosting the convention this year. Evangelistic Ministries in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Amen. You got it from there. And the Lord's going to bless you. Come. We're going to have a billion praise revival. And hopefully one night I'll be able to do a concert. And I just thought about that. That's my forte, as well as preaching, of course. But hopefully I'll be able to do a concert for y'all. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. Keep thanking him 1,000 times. It's bound to be a blessing to you. Sooner or later, God's going to bless you. Something because Jesus remembers when others forget. He will remember you.
Oh, yeah.
Just make up in your mind that you want to be at the convention, and God will make a way out of no way. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm going out tonight with my song. I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Look for you at the convention, all right? Make sure you come. God bless you. That's a sign from the Lord. Blessed is this Lord. Remember these folks in a special way. Oh, God, you know all about their needs. Yeah. Somebody who's in trouble, God, get them out of trouble. Someone who has their back against the wall, God, let them have divine success. Don't let them fail, but give them divine success in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of God, we pray. Thank you again for what you're doing. Thank you again for what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. Hey. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you glory, we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Have a wonderful night.
Good night.
God bless you.
And everybody else, good night.
God bless you. My Lord, I felt that when I prayed tonight, God's going to bless somebody with 50,000. Somebody needs it. Amen.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. You got to receive it. That's exactly what you do. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.